In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C., the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C., and this is going to be an all-new show, all-new hot topics, all-new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today, and don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Is there trouble in paradise between Drew Sidora from The Real Housewives of Atlanta and Bravo? Well, fans have been speculating, why hasn't Drew been on Watch What Happens Live, yet she's doing interviews outside of the Bravo universe? Not only that, in a new interview with Carlos King, Drew is talking about her relationship. She's talking about Portia and Portia not bringing it this season. We also have to talk about Erica Jane and her legal drama. And sad news, Candy Burris is opening up about a health issue within her family. So this is a much needed break in regards to content here on the channel that's outside the Diddy trial. But of course, it is day 9 and we will be updating you both here on YouTube and on the Kempire podcast. Be sure to subscribe today. Not only that, the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to a city near you. First up, Philadelphia on July 10th. Then we'll be coming to Atlanta. Atlanta, show up, show out. We'll be there on August 5th. And then we'll be in Washington, D.C. on August 22nd. And then after that, back here in New York City on Friday, September 12th. Tickets for the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era summer live tour will be available in the description. Don't wait, get your tickets today. Let's first talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's been all kinds of speculation. Who's coming back? Who's not coming back? We already know that Garcelle is not coming back. And a lot of fans have said they won't be returning for the next season. However, it looks as if just in time, there's some legal trouble outside of Dorit and what's going on with her divorce, and it's for Erica Jane. And this is a longer topic that we could dig deep into. We've talked about some of her lawsuits. This is just one outside of the many lawsuits that Erica Jane is facing. And I saw that Ronald Richards has been posting about this because you know what we do here. We cite our sources. But this article is coming from our friends over at Reality Blur. But the first place that I saw this and it was mentioned, and as you know, Ronald Richards has been on Erica's neck since all of the drama has been playing out. According to Reality Blur, they say that Erica Jane is once again facing a $300,000 default judgment in a designer's lawsuit against her. Following an alleged clerical error by her attorney, Jim Wilkes, who reportedly failed to show up to a recent court hearing amid efforts to have the case dismissed, the 53-year-old Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star and her assistant, Layla and Mikey, all right, I'm not going through there. You know who they are. Layla and Mikey are in jeopardy of being forced to pay Marco Morante due to his recent court filing. In a quote, they said the previous unauthorized motion to dismiss filed by Jim Wilkes associated with counsel is not being recognized by the plaintiff and probably in court, according to Ronald Richards on X on May 20th. Erica is facing complete disaster in this case. The aggressive default motion could be the end for Erica in this case. In Marco's filing, he requested a motion for default, citing that Erica and her fellow defendants' efforts to dismiss the case have been, quote, abandoned, and requesting that they issue a formal response within 7 days, which I'm sure they will. It was also noted that while Jim has been properly notified of the hearing he missed, which took place in Florida, he later asked for an opportunity to explain his absence. However, there does not appear to have been an explanation given, nor was there an opportunity to provide one. And Erica's counsel seems to have dropped the ball on the case with their failure to communicate with Marco's legal team and the court. So they highlight Ronald Richards' tweet where he says, Marco Moranti moves for default against Erica Girardi, a.k.a. Erica Jane, Layla, her assistant, and Mikey. The previous unauthorized motion to dismiss filed by Jim Wilkes, her attorney, associated counsel, is not being recognized by the plaintiff and probably the court. Erica is facing a complete disaster in this case. This aggressive default motion could be the end for Erica in this case, Ronald Richards posted. Erica and her co-defendants had been sued by Marco, one of the designers behind Marco Marco, years ago after accusing them of making hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent charges to her credit card. According to Marco, Erica's false claims against him cost him millions and destroyed his career. Here is the rest of the motion. It is a strong motion for default that Ronald added in the caption of a second post regarding Marco's filing, in which it was noted that the defendant's request to have the case dismissed be rejected and not refiled as of March 21st of this year. Earlier this week, Ronald Richards mentions that Marco hadn't pursued the potential default judgment against Erica, but now he's reportedly come after her with a vengeance in hopes of seeing a successful end to his lawsuit against her and the other defendants. Plaintiff respectfully requests the entry of a default against all defendants with the proviso that defendants can cure the default by filing an answer within 7 days of the default, Marco's paperwork stated.
Won't he do it?
I'm sure that will be part of her storyline. Marco, Marco, you gave her a reason to have some sort of relevance besides designing or redecorating her rental. Fine, won't he do it? All right. Moving on from there, we do have some sad news to report in regards to Candy Burris. Candy, as you know, has her Amazon Live, and she revealed that Aunt Bertha, who became hugely popular on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we still quote her in regards to it was a scheme that Todd set up for that one to come to us with the BS. I know I messed that up, but y'all know that we always reference all of that, and I'm sure Todd laughs about it because it's funny, and we always bring it up. So Candy took to social media to confirm that Aunt Bertha is struggling with Alzheimer's.
The old lady gang, they are, and I don't really feel like it's, I don't know if you discuss things like this. I don't know how. We're having a really hard time because my Aunt Bertha has Alzheimer's. So, you know, trying to manage that. If anybody's ever dealt with somebody in your family going through that, and it gets worse, and then everybody is like, you know, it's not easy. You know what I mean? So it's a, you know, it's a time. It's a time. So I don't mean to get all emotional with y'all, so let me move on past that.
You know us Tauruses never want to steep in our emotions. Candy, we send our prayers to you and your family during this time, and I'm sure they may have been seeing symptoms of this probably for God only knows how long, and now she's saying that it's gotten worse. So shout out to anyone that has relatives. Shout out to the caretakers right now that are dealing with things like this. I know that's not easy, and this is why when we reported last week about Tamar and things and what Nene's had to say about, you just never know what someone's going through, and you just decide to take another dig that's unnecessary. A dig that's unnecessary. No one's calling for you. No one's doing anything to you, and you're taking a dig, and you never know what people are going through. That's the last thing they want to think about is what someone has to say about them or claim them to be on socials. Say all that to say, Candy, we are definitely, as a community, and those of you that are watching this in the chat, I believe when you write something down, that is as powerful as a prayer as well. So let's continue to pray and uplift Candy and her family and Aunt Bertha as they go through this chapter in their lives. Since we're talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, let's talk about their ratings. And as always, we cite our sources over here. Our friends over at TV Deets has us covered this week. So the ratings for this week's episode, the 11th episode of season 16, is, drumroll, demo 0.11, It's, is it their lowest? New, yeah, a new series low in the demo. And I say that because it's important to pay more attention to the demo than really the live ratings, because as we know, people are watching it later. People are watching it on streaming. However, the live ratings are a little bit of an indication, especially when you compare them to the other Real Housewives shows and what their live ratings are looking like. Beverly Hills live ratings, literally for their reunion, they had nearly a million for part two or part three or something like that. I think it was like part two. So the fact that we're not seeing a steady climb with Real Housewives of Atlanta right now is a little worrisome. They're now found a sweet spot in the 500,000 live viewership, but it makes me a little concerned. So TVD reports that the ratings for this week's episode had a series low in their demo with a 0.11, which is the sweet spot of 18 to 49 age group, 18 to 49 for advertisers, with viewership for 525,000. It will be interesting because, as you saw, this next episode that's coming up, Phaedra returns. And I told you, I feel like they brought Phaedra because they were concerned with how the season was going, and they felt like, and they gave her full time. It's not like they brought her in and made her an enhanced friend. If anything, if you're making Phaedra a full-time housewife, you should have made Cynthia, because Cynthia has been doing the work. Although I feel Cynthia feels awkward with these group of ladies, but she has come in trying to be and do better than Sheree. Because you remember when they tried to make Sheree, and Sheree was full-time, they tried to make Sheree bring people together. I feel like Cynthia naturally is trying to do that, and it doesn't feel as forced. And although I feel like Cynthia doesn't necessarily fit in with these particular ladies, I think she would fit in with like an Angela and some shifting of other people, especially when you think about Cynthia and Kenya not being in a good place. That might be a story that people might be interested in watching, but maybe you're not. I'm just pointing it out, okay? But it will be interesting to see what the viewership will be when Phaedra returns this week. However, the viewership for Married to Medicine, the viewership for those couple of episodes that she was on for Real Housewives of Dubai did not do what they thought it was going to do. But we shall see. I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm sure you'll see an uptick this week because people are going to be curious. What exactly did Phaedra bring this week? Stay tuned, okay? Because you know I'm going to give you my unfiltered opinion on that. But I'm a little concerned that this week's episode has another series low in their demo. And the ratings are not that great. It dipped again. Was there a holiday this week? Did something happen this weekend? No. And well, this weekend will be Memorial Day weekend, but I'm sure that'll be the excuse next. Right, Bravo? All right. They will do anything besides actually fix the show. Oh, I do want to say congratulations to Nicholas and Amrit from Family Karma. And I posted a tweet. I said, Bravo, we will never forgive you for not bringing back Family Karma. Family Karma's ratings were better than this. Look, Family Karma's ratings were better than this. Family Karma was such a great show, and their season three was their best season. We had two Indian weddings, and one was gay. Like, come on.
How you doing?
But congratulations to Amrit and...
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nicholas, they announced that they're having a baby together. We're missing out on this. Monica is getting married to that man. You look, we're missing out. And what I loved about Family Karma, it was so just naturally funny, real, and different. We get this picture into Indian culture, but also Indian Caribbean culture, because they have little elements of that. I miss Family Karma. And everyone, when I posted that tweet, everyone was like, I miss them too. I miss them too. It was such an easy show to watch. And I will always root for Family Karma to come back than any other shows that you guys want to come back, because I feel like we need to see this. There are a few other shows. There are a few other shows that I root for. But no, I just felt like they took them off the air at their peak, which was weird to me. But okay. Sometimes Bravo does stuff like that to be able to lowball you when it comes to pay, allegedly. So when they come back now, oh, you haven't been on the air, so we're going to offer you this amount of money. But shout out to Amrit and Nicholas. Congratulations. We miss you guys. All right. I took a sidebar for Family Karma, but look, justice for Family Karma. Let's talk about Drew Sidora. So Drew Sidora did an interview with Carlos King, and she talked about a lot of stuff. And a lot of you that saw the interview said it was a good interview. Go watch it. I'll cite my sources in the description. And she talked about some of the red flags that were always there with Ralph. Am I surprised he asked for an open relationship early on in their relationship? And remember, he even said that their relationship was very quick. When he was on last week's episode, their relationship was very quick. They got married very quickly. They had their first child very quickly. So she talked a lot about that, but I'm just going to give you a summary of some of the things that stood out, including Drew talking about Portia and her not bringing anything. But after getting ready for this video and talking about this and thinking to myself, I had this thought over the weekend when I saw that she had did this interview with Carlos and then she did another interview with another blogger. Yet a lot of you have been hitting me up. Why hasn't Drew been on Watch What Happens Live? We literally just had Kelly on for the second time. Shamia was on really for the second time. Portia's been on twice, right? This season. But no Drew. And Drew has a project to promote. I'm not one to jump to speculation, so I'm just going to put this out there and tell you it's speculation. I don't know this for a fact. I don't think Drew's coming back next season. I think this might be it for Drew. I think that Drew and the network are probably not in a good place. And I don't care if they decide to bring her on now at the end of the season to bring her on Watch What Happens Live. Rumor on the street, there was scheduling conflicts. I don't believe that now. I don't believe that there was a scheduling conflict because Drew, she doesn't really have anything else going on. Yeah, she got her movie and the music, whatever. But this is her main breadwinner and she's a main storyline. Usually these housewives drop everything and they show up in New York to film Watch What Happens Live. That is a part of their contract to promote the show. So the fact that she hasn't shown up says to me, Drew might be done when it comes to Bravo and Real Housewives of Atlanta. She hasn't done Watch What Happens Live and she did an interview with people outside the Bravo universe. It's not like she's doing the interviews with like the People magazine or Entertainment Tonight. She's doing interviews with people that a lot of people, when they're not in good favor with Bravo, they end up doing these other interviews like with Carlos and things like that. Just saying, not saying that people that aren't in good graces of with Bravo don't do interviews with these folks. They do, but the priority is always Watch What Happens Live first. You're telling your story first on Carlos's platform and not at Watch What Happens Live or on the show. Or with one of the platforms that's approved by publicity at Bravo? Oh. Speculation. But you guys will let me know. Kempai, I agree. Kempai, I disagree. It's okay. I don't care. This is my speculation. This is my channel. This is my house. Okay? But let's talk about some of what came out from this interview. Our friends over Reality Blurb write this. They said, season 16 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is airing and Drew Sidora is the only cast member who survived the soft reboot. which is surprising. But I told you, according to my sources, the producers don't believe Drew either. I know a lot of us speculate and talk about Drew's a liar, blah, blah, blah. Sources told me that they don't believe her either. And again, casting is not determined by production. It's determined by the network and the executives like Andy Cohen. So they said that Drew Store is the only cast member who survived the soft reboot. Now the actress and singer is opening up about rumors regarding her sexual orientation. She talks about the Ty Young of it all. She's basically said that Ty came at a time when she needed the flirtation. She didn't come out the closet or anything like that. But look, Drew's probably like one of those heterosexual women that is willing to flirt with girls and things like that. Even kiss a girl. Maybe even go a little bit further. Hey, Kyle. Maybe go even a little bit further. But at the end of the day, you're going to break that lesbian's heart and you're going to go back to a man. I wouldn't be surprised if Drew was doing that with Ty Young. So yeah, she also talks about how she feels about Portia Williams' return to the show and more in a new interview. Fans of RHOA will recall that Drew, 40, first appeared on the show during its 13th season. While not one of the most talked about cast members, Drew does have fans who feel she provides a much needed balance on the show. I've enjoyed Drew this season, though. Outside of her Ralph storyline, I've enjoyed her. She gave us that moment with Britt Eady where she was just like, did you sell it? Sell what? The puss?
Did you ever sell it?
Did I ever?
The cat.
No,
she didn't say the puss. I said the puss. This runs parallel to others calling her authenticity into question, basically calling her a liar. Recently, Drew sat down with former Real Housewives of Atlanta producer Carlos King for an interview. One of the most notable topics that came up had to do with Portia and how she's not living up to the expectation of show producers or the fans. She said, I think Portia was brought here to give a life and story that she wasn't able to deliver. And so that is the reason my name is brought up in every scene, every episode, every moment, even in her confessionals. We've been saying that. She added, so that's just what we're seeing. And it's unfortunate because in my real life, I'm dealing with so much that when I come into this friend group, it's just so far from the truth. For context, Drew is saying that Portia is making a big deal out of her working with Dennis McKinley is being overblown for the show. She went on to say that this was evident by the fact that she has music currently available that she worked on with Dennis. Drew also stated that her working with Dennis didn't become an issue until the cameras went up. So that's an important to note. There's also a little bit more detail about the rumors of her wanting to sleep with Dennis during the recording of her album. Drew said, have you not seen my husband? I like a certain physique. And then you remember they showed that during the after show. They showed Dennis. I was like, no, leave Dennis alone. She says, I like biceps, not bellies. No offense to Dennis, but I mean the physiques are different. That's what I'm saying. She's saying she has a type. Fine. Drew went on, it's just unbelievable to me. It's like, are we believing this? I don't think people are believing it. I don't think you're believing it. I don't think the fans are buying it. Portia's strained friendship with Shamia Morton also came up during the discussion when Carlos asked Drew if she believed Shamia was Portia's lapdog. She stated, oh yeah, I stand on that. I stand on that. And I said it. You'll see I said it. I said it a couple of times, actually. Okay, true. She says, I believe that's who she is, because again, you know, when you don't speak your truth, what are you? You know, if you're barking up a tree and not being your own tree, we don't really know who you are. You know, you're under someone else's shade. You're under someone else's genealogy, someone else's truth. Okay, Drew. Ooh. Honestly, though, I wish kind of Drew showed up like this in those moments. I mean, she does, but not necessarily. She went on to say that she's been living under Portia's shadow, and I just felt like that is the best word. People said it before me on the show that she was a lapdog. For her to come for me about something that Portia already spoke about is lapdog behavior. For her to run back a very innocent conversation to Portia and take it in a negative light is lapdog behavior. Okay. For her not to stand on business about what she shared with Angela and I and sulk in the moment and not stand and arrive is lapdog behavior. Oh, Drew. She then joked about knowing a few puppies and having dog treats, referencing one of her most notable antics from season 14 of the show. Drew also addressed claims about her sexuality during the interview, notably her estranged husband, Ralph Pittman, accused her of having an affair with Ty Young, who is on the cast of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Drew discussed their relationship by saying, flirting, yes, a lot of flirting. I'm not going to say that there wasn't flirting. There was a lot of conversation. There were a lot of group hangouts. And for me, there were just certain things that I wasn't comfortable with. And I'm not judging anybody for their sexual orientation. She just wanted a little attention after what she's been going through with Ralph. I believe that's the one time I believe Drew. She then says, I just love my husband. And so there were certain levels. Now I can't help it if Ty felt differently or how she felt. I can't speak for her. But for me, I appreciated the friendship. I appreciated the conversation. I appreciated the fun. I appreciated the distraction from what I was going through. The conversation then went back to Ralph saying Ty was the reason for their divorce. According to Drew, I mean, she was around. We hung out publicly. So I wasn't worried about people seeing us, but I didn't know it was going to get this extent. I think Ralph is reaching. Ralph also denied that he cheated on her, and we believe he cheated on her. Where he would say the reason why he wanted the divorce was because of Ty, because that wasn't actually true. From there, both Drew and Carla stated that Ralph was grasping for reasons to depart the marriage. Additionally, she claimed he wanted an open marriage. She also said that she remains friends with Ty Young. So, I mean, look, as always, I'll be citing my sources in here, but I still feel the fact that Drew's first interview for this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta is with Carlos King, who is not in the Bravo universe anymore, says a lot that she hasn't even done Watch What Happens Live. It says a lot to me, and I'm going to be watching, and then you guys will come back to this video and say you were right or you were wrong. Fine. I'm saying it's speculation. I'm not saying that it's fact. If it was fact, I would say it. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to reach out to some sources. Like, what's going on with Drew not being a part of the promo for Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16? What do you guys think? Guys, I will join you in the comment section. And don't forget, we will be posting our day 9 recap of the Diddy trial, which includes Kid Cudi and his interesting and damning testimony. I have to break that down for you. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like this video first. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you turn on your notifications so you don't miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. As always, don't forget, you can also subscribe to the Kempire Podcast where you can get our Diddy updates and special content as well. And don't forget, the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to Philadelphia first on July 10th. Then Atlanta, August 5th, then Washington, D.C., August 22nd, then New York City on Friday, September 12th. There's a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. So go get your tickets today. More information will be available in the link tree in the description. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.